Let me tell you a story. I was sitting in Bible college class. It's one of those times I just kind of zoned out. You know, you're sitting in class, and well, kind of like you do while I preach. You know, you just kind of just zone out into la la land. You know, because I'm sitting in Bible class for like 5 hours a day. Our service is only an hour. You need to stay focused, okay? Or not? Actually, it's more than an hour, okay? But hour and a half. Sorry, but anyway. You know, you got to stay focused, but here I am in Bible college for 5 hours. I'm working half the night and everything. And they give out these little announcement sheets, right? And it's like the week's announcements. And you want to know what Bible college I was at? I was at Howells Anderson College in Hammond, in Crown Point, Indiana, First Baptist Church of Hammond. I always name the names in every sermon. Whenever I preach against anybody or tell the truth about anybody, I always name the names. Always, always, always. Because God always names. Hymenaeus, Alexander, Philetus, Hermogenes, Diotrephes. These are bad preachers that we know about because Paul was just dropping names. Sometimes it's like, why are you dropping more names, Paul? He's always just dropping names. Oh, by the way, watch out for Alexander. Watch out for Hymenaeus. Watch out for Philetus. Oh, watch out for Hermogenes. They're heretics. They're teaching false doctrine. Sit at Howells Anderson College and they give out this little announcement sheet. And I picked up the announcement sheet and just blah, 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 you know, stick it in my Bible and go on with my day. Well, for some reason, it was strange, but actually, I threw away the announcement sheet, is what really happened now that I think about it. I'm trying to remember the exact story. Threw away the announcement sheet, but then I came and sat down in this next class where I was kind of zoning out. It was church education class, and I was kind of zoned out for whatever reason. And so I just looked down, and there was the announcement sheet again. I'd already read it, and I'd never read it a second time before, but I picked it up, and I'm just like, started reading it again for some reason. And my eyes fell on the bottom of the page, and it said, there will be, and I've never told this story before in this church, so if you've been here like Amanda has from the second week that we've been in existence, you know, don't worry, this isn't a repeat. And so, I don't do a lot of repeats, do I? So, I'm reading the bottom of the page, and it says, there will be a mandatory meeting for all engaged girls, and it's going to be on such and such a day at such and such a time. For all engaged girls who are getting married between the dates of this and this, you must be at this meeting. Right? And I read that, and I was just looking at it. I was thinking, I wonder what that's about. You know? That's kind of weird. And it said it was going to be with Dr. Streeter. And his man's name is Dr. Dennis Streeter. D-E-N-N-I-S-S-T-R-E-E-T-R. And Dennis Streeter is going to be there. And I looked at it, and I was just staring at it and just thinking, like, I wonder what that's about. Huh? I had no clue what it was about. And I looked up from the page, And the preacher, and like I said, I totally zoned out. I didn't know what he was talking about. To this day, I don't know what he was talking about. And he said, there's wickedness that goes on at this college. You know, you ought to do something about it. Like, he was talking about something completely different. I don't even know what he was saying. He was probably talking about people stealing in the dorms or some stupid thing. I don't know what he was talking about. But I was like, whoa, God is speaking to me right now. You know, God's trying to show me something here. And so I went home, and it just bothered me. You know, what is this about? What are they trying to keep a secret about? You know, what is this? Well, I don't know what's going on. So I told my lovely wife, mother of three at that time. Now she's mother of four. I said, "You're going to that meeting, right?" I said, "You're going to go to that meeting. I'm going to send you in there, and you're going to have to take a tape recorder into that meeting because I think I know what's going on in that meeting. I think I know what's going on." Because I'd been around this guy, Dr. Streeter, right? And I didn't know anything about him, but I got a really weird vibe from him. I thought he was a really bad guy. And I didn't know, you know, you ever get around somebody and it just seems like they're evil? And I didn't know why. And so I said, "You're going in there, and I'm sending you in there with a tape recorder." Okay. And so I wired her up with a tape recorder. Yes, I do still have the tape. I wired her up with a tape recorder. I drew her a little map, because this is a big college campus, and she'd never even hardly been on the campus. I drew her a little map. I said, "You have to get there right when it starts, because if you get there early, they're going to question you, like, why are you here? You know, because you're married, you have three kids." Although a lot of people don't know each other, because it's a big college, right? So I wrote out a little map, you know, go up the stairs, turn left, turn right, last door on the left. Give her the map. She's wired up, right? So anyway, she goes in there. If you know my wife, it's even funnier, you know. She goes in there. We timed it just right. I pull up to the front entrance of the college. I let her out the door. She walks into there. She signs in as a visitor, gets a badge, visitor badge, takes off the visitor badge, crumples it up. Walks up the stairs, takes a left, around the corner, last door on the left. Walks in, crowd of about, 70 girls, 70 single girls. She waltzes in there, sits down in the bag nonchalantly. Somebody looked at her like, "What are you supposed to be here?" Nobody really said anything about it. And then here he comes. Dr. Streeter, right? He walks in. There were window shades on the windows. There were curtains, black sheets over the windows. Am I telling the truth? Black blankets over the windows covering them up. The doors were shut. Nobody's in this meeting except Dr. Streeter and these bunch of young girls. Now, I was asking myself, part of the reason why I sent her there, I was like, I don't even know if the college administration knows what's going on in this meeting. Because it's just this doctor and all these, I don't know what it's about. I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. And so she went in there, she got the tape recorder on, she sets it on the desk, covers it up with something, and he began to teach. He began to teach the most filthy things you can imagine. And I have it on tape. And he started out with a slideshow, and I'm not going to be graphic, I always try to protect your young children and my own. He started out with a slideshow, the first slide, just for shock value. He flipped on the first slide. It was a picture of a nude woman and a close-up of a nude woman's anatomy. Not a drawing, a picture. Okay? He's a man. You think that's right, though, don't you? Because he's got doctor in front of his name. He's not a normal human being. He's a God man. He's a God man, right? He's a God man. He would never lust or think. But he's got this dirty picture, and people are like, "Whoa, my wife is blushing. She's married with three kids." She's like, "Whoa." And he said, "Oh, don't worry, these are a little sensitive." And he began to teach sex education in the filthiest terms. And I have it on tape. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, it's creepy, weird. Then, and that's not even what I'm talking about. That's bad enough, right? Then he begins to hand out, and this is in a Bible college, Independent Fundamental Baptist, Soul Winning, Trading Online, King James, He hands out a paperwork describing birth control methods on the paperwork. Okay? And he has a list on there of all the different birth control methods. And, my wife had all the handouts. She had the tape. And he goes through this list. And I'm not even going to say everything that he said, just for sake of decency. I can't even repeat it in mixed company, some of the things that he said and some of the things that he wanted to do and that he told them that they needed to do. But he began to explain to them how pregnancy begins at implantation 7 to 14 days after what we call conception. He began to say that, and I have this on tape, come to me, get the tape. It's on eBay, $2.99, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, he talked about how the egg travels down, and it's fertilized up here. It travels down, and then 7 to 14 days later it implants, and that's where pregnancy begins, is what he taught in this class. And so he basically said, I have up here, at the front of the classroom, 60 packages of a three-month supply of birth control pills, okay? Birth control pills that are hormonal-based, they're estrogen, and the other hormone is progesterone, okay? Progesterone and estrogen birth control pills, and he said they're up here and they're free. The first 3 months. Hey, the first one's always free from a dope dealer. And 3 months supplies, 60 of them. I hope it's enough for everybody that's in here, and he gave it out for free to them. Okay. Then he told them, and I have this on tape, he told them that they needed to go be examined by him before their wedding night, where, and that he needed to check it out and make sure everything was going to be fine because they'd hate to have any hang-ups on their wedding night. And I have him on tape saying it. It's on tape. Yes, I do. His name's Dennis Streeter. And so that's what he said. He lied. He talked about a medical condition that does not exist, why they would need to come down there. I did the research on it. I Googled it. I studied it. It doesn't exist. It was made up. The words were not even real words. And he handed out these birth control pills. Now, let me explain to you how birth control pills work. And you tell me what you think about this. Or, just go ahead and turn me off. Go ahead and turn me off right now if you don't like the truth. Go ahead and turn me off. But I'm going to tell you the truth. This is how birth control pills work. They work by two mechanisms. Did you know that birth control pills are 99.9% effective? 99.9%. percent effective. And you know what? That's if they're taken properly, if you don't miss any days with them. 99.9% effective. This is why they're 99% effective, because they have two different mechanisms by which they operate. Mechanism number one, They trick a woman's body. This is where the estrogen comes in. They trick a woman's body into thinking that she's already pregnant, and so she does not release an egg. Now, is there any murder involved with that? No. I mean, she doesn't release an egg, right? So she doesn't get pregnant. Big deal. But they have a backup mechanism, because even when taking the combination pill, 10% of the time, she's going to ovulate anyway. Because your body's a little smarter than that to trick it that thoroughly. And so what happens is they have a backup mechanism because they want to be 99.9% accurate. And so the backup mechanism is that they, and I'm going to quote the package insert of the birth control pills that I've had in my hand, and I read that, you know, the fine print that's like 50 pages long in medical inserts. The medical insert said that it creates a hostile environment in the uterus so that the developing fetus is not able to implant. Did you hear that? So here's what it does. Mechanism number one, it stops a woman from releasing an egg. Backup mechanism, mechanism number two, means that it allows an egg that's already been fertilized 7 to 14 days ago, it's already developing and multiplying and growing, when it reaches the uterus, it finds a hostile environment, because the package insert says that it basically destroys the lining of a woman's uterus. It hardens it to where when that baby, child, according to the Bible, goes to implant, it cannot implant, it dies, and it flushes out, and a woman doesn't even know it, because it happens within 7 to 14 days. Never even would know that it happened. And they have their cycle as usual, because it's dead, and they never even knew they were pregnant, and they just had a baby die in their womb, and they didn't know it at 7 to 14 days old. Now, let me ask you something. Now, and let me tell you, there are several different kinds of hormonal birth control pills. There's what's called the combination pill. 5 to 10% of the time, a woman will still ovulate when she has a combination pill. Then there are progesterone-only pills known as the mini pill. Put up your hand if you ever heard of the mini pill. The mini pill is very common. Okay, the mini pill is the progesterone-only pill, which causes you to ovulate almost every month. It relies almost 100% on destroying the lining of the uterus as its method. So, statistically, if a woman is taking the combination pill, in 2 years' time, she's had an abortion. She's had a silent abortion in her body. She's had a baby die. If a woman's taking the mini pill, or progesterone-only pills, or Depo-Provera shots, or the patch, the progesterone patch, or any of these other methods, she could be having a silent abortion, one of her children dying every month or every other month. Could be happening that often. Depending on how fertile the woman is, depending on the woman herself, depending on a variety of factors, could be as much as every other month. Combination pill, if you've been on it for 2 years, it's happened. But let me ask you something, are you even willing to play Russian roulette for 1 month? You want to spin the revolver, point it at the head of your child? You say, it's just a little blob. It doesn't mean anything. Hey, it means something to God who created it, who gave it life, who created it and said, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee and I ordained thee and I sanctified thee. Apostle to the nations, Jeremiah. He says, babies in the womb have a plan for their life that I have before ordained. That's what God teaches in the Bible. God created that child. He forms it and fashions it to be a human being, and it died because of chemicals that people have taken into their body. Now, do you believe that life begins at conception or not? See, now the rubber's meeting the road. Now we're not just in theory and philosophy, we're in the truth. We're in application, applying the truth, applied truth. Like, are you willing to put a chemical into your body that's going to be killing your children? However the frequency, whatever the case may be. Progesterone-only combination, whatever. You know what, if you do it unknowingly, you've sinned. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, the first 3 months that I was married, I was brainwashed. My wife was on birth control pills for the first 3 months that we were married. This is how I learned about this. And after 3 months, my health insurance kicked in, and I thought I had to have that for some reason, even though people have been having kids for thousands of years without health insurance. But I thought I had to have that. You know, I was taught by society. I was 19 years old. And my wife, after 3 months, I said, quit taking the pills. You know, we got the insurance. I want to have kids, you know. Let's have lots of kids. You know what happened? She got pregnant the first month. She got off the pills. And you know what happened? She had a miscarriage. The baby died at about a month old. And it was heartbreaking. It was very sad for both of us. And we didn't know. You know, especially when it's your first, it's very sad because you're thinking, good night, maybe she can't even have kids or what is the, you know, oh man, it's terrible. Well, Come to find out, you start reading up on it. You're not as curious about it. And I found out that the reason why is because if you turn your body into a killing machine for 3 months, you know, it might still be a killing machine in the fourth month, whether you knew that or not. Now, did I murder my child? No, because I didn't know, right? But did I sin against God? Yes, I did. I sinned against God. It doesn't matter whether you sin through ignorance. It doesn't matter whether you know you did or not. If you sin, you've sinned, is what the Bible teaches. Now, what did I do? I got on my knees. I confessed my sin to God. I said, God, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I repented of that sin and said, God, I'm not going to do it again. Confessing and forsaking it, I found mercy with God. You say, does that ever bother you, Pastor Anderson? It never bothers me at all. Because it's under the blood. You know, it's I take it to the cross and leave it there. Anything you've done in the past. If you have guilt in your life, it's probably because you haven't admitted what you've done wrong. Once you admit that you've done something wrong, you take it to the cross, you leave it there, you find mercy with God, and you never even worry about it again, and it never bothers me because it's forgiven. It's paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. But let me ask you a question. And you know, put aside your feelings. Let's talk Bible. If somebody knowingly takes a pill that's going to kill their child, even if it's only 7 days old, are they a murderer? If they knew what it was going to do, is that murder? I mean, once you know the truth, it's murder. I mean, if you didn't know, you've sinned. You should be sorely punished, what the Bible says. But if you knew what you're doing, you're a murderer. So I walked out of that, or my wife walked out of there rather. She bought me a tape. I listened to the tape. I was right. Filth in the meeting. Filth on many different levels. Murder. Murder. Filth. Adultery. Sin. I took the tape, and I bought it in to the administrator at the college. I bought in a book that he handed out, a book that quoted the NIV. All the scripture quotations were from the NIV. A book that was pornographic in nature. Very pornographic. Extremely pornographic. I couldn't even read it. I mean, I bought a copy of it, started to look at it, I said, I've seen enough. You know, it's filthy, right? I brought it in. I slammed it down on the table of the administrator of the college. I slammed down on the table my cassette recorder. I had a copy at home. I slammed down on the table the handouts from the meeting. And I said, what is this? Do you know about this? Do you know what's going on in this college? I respected you. I looked up to you. Do you know about this? He knew about it. Everybody knew about it. Everybody who was at the top, they knew about it. They didn't care. They gave me all their little weak explanations. They gave me all their lies, all their garbage. They didn't care.